Hey guys, so welcome back to Tam Talks, a place for real and honest conversation.
It's going to get real, all right.
It's going to get very real.
In fact, it might get uncomfortable for you.
Okay.
Because it's going to get so real.
So welcome.
Whose show is this? Yours or mine?
So welcome my guest, my husband today, because I'm going to take you on a journey over the next 5 weeks on relationships. And there's really no one better than my spouse to talk about relationships, right?
Yeah. Are we going to talk like real, or are we going to talk like everybody expects us to?
No, we're going to be really real, because this is based on my relationship with you.
Ooh.
So let me just set the
stage. Can I back out of this now?
No, it's too late.
Okay.
So we do a lot of marriage counseling. Obviously, we're pastors. I'm a life coach. And we have a lot of couples that come to us with marital issues. And we have a lot of resources that we take them through. But one day I was sitting there and I realized, when I think about relationships, there's five categories that I think bring us together as couples. So I've put this together. It's a five-part series with topics that I think.
Okay, go through those five, because I want to know what they are right off the top.
So they're in order for us. This is what I think brought us together.
It's not good.
Right? So the five I've come up with, the first one is spiritual. And we'll get to that. There was a spiritual attraction I had to you before anything else.
Okay.
The second is colleagues. We became colleagues. We started pastoring immediately after we got married. And then there's family. And we'll get to that. Talk about family drama. There's all the family. And then there's romance.
Notice I'm number four out of five on the relationship. And I see myself more like, you know, that Marc Azzurro guy when he rides in and... And who's the cute girl that thinks he's so handsome?
Catherine, that's me. Well, like, you didn't remember her name.
I knew exactly
who she is. Okay, well, romance. We'll get to that in week four. But on my list, and I'll explain why later, but then number five would be someone that's like a comrade or companion, or they just do everything together, which is probably the last on our list.
Right, because we only work together, you know, like
Don't
7 days a
started.
Week.
Don't get me started. Okay, we'll get to that one in
Eat
week five.
Eat together every night.
But that doesn't mean we do things together, like hike together, or, you know, we'll get to that. Save it for week five.
Got
but
it.
Let's start with week one,
okay.
Which is spiritual. Let me set the stage. So we're in college together, and I start going to this Bible study that you're leading. And I just was mesmerized by your knowledge, your understanding of the Word of God, as every girl was. You know, do you remember that scene in Raiders of the Lost Ark when he's teaching and all the girls are blinking? Adam, and it says on their eyes, I love
That had
love
nothing
you.
To do with
every
his knowledge.
Every girl was
That was
just
Harrison
my,
Ford Young,
yeah,
handsome.
That's true. But every girl was enamored by you because they thought you were so cute. I thought you were so smart.
Uh-huh.
And you just had this knowledge for the work. And I'm being funny, but I'm being serious because we're going to get to this.
So if I'd have been really ugly, you still would have been attracted.
Yeah, because it was spiritual for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
Yeah, I was not physically attracted
not
to you at first.
You're not that deep. Come on.
It was, the truth was, you had this knowledge. Okay, so here we go. I was attracted to you spiritually. Well, let's stay in this camp for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really do believe relationships need a spiritual connection.
They do.
And so many of them
don't.
And how
would you suggest we have that?
Well, let's talk about it. Because honestly, you have to have an individual relationship before you have a corporate relationship or a couple relationship. Mm-hmm. So talk to me a little bit, because you've counseled a lot of couples. How do you come together spiritually with your spouse?
Well, I think, first of all, most people are on different levels spiritually. Very few people are on the same level.
Mm-hmm.
The real tendency is to expect the other one to be where you are, or to overassess where you are versus the other person.
Mm, that's
and that's always a danger. Mm-hmm. Like, you think you're really spiritual. What it really means is you just go to church more, or you talk about it more. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean that they don't have a deep walk with God.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, it could be reality that the person is, you are very far down the road. We'll see that with couples that, you know, they just meet, they get married, the other one's kind of new in their faith. And we want to make sure that we allow them to kind of grow together and not be pushed or pulled along.
Yeah, that's good. Well, you know, I love to look at biblical examples, and I remember the story of Zacharias and Elizabeth in the Bible. And they both had a deep spiritual connection. Remember the story? They wanted a baby and ended up being John the Baptist, and God allowed them to conceive later in life. But I love the story. I want to use them as a reference because they both had individual walks with God. And then God answered their prayer requests together as a couple because of their individual faith.
Mm-hmm.
And I know for me, you know, I felt so inadequate when I first married you because you had this deep knowledge and you were a theologian. And it took me many years in our marriage but I had to work on my own spiritual walk. It couldn't just be you spoon feeding me with your knowledge. I had to put the effort in and grow spiritually. Mm-hmm. And I think to your point, that's something couples have to do. Now, how do we use couples, sometimes spiritual or couples use kind of the word against each other, or I go to church or I'm more spiritual. How do we resolve that in a relationship?
Well, all relationships know the hot buttons. They know how to make someone mad. They know how to bring someone up. And if you know a hot button, you always are going to use those in a fight or in a conflict. So it may be that you're having a financial challenge, but what you're doing is you're going to flip back in. If you just love God, then we wouldn't have this problem. And so those are tools that you fight with, and they shouldn't be. You should never fight with spiritual tools in a relationship. Mm-hmm. You're going to have conflicts. You're going to have a disagreement, but you need to kind of find a way to say, let's move into a realm of how do we make this work? If you go to bed angry, you're probably going to wake up angry. And so it's better to resolve it as much as you can. Mm-hmm. Sometimes your greatest strategy is just be quiet. Just quit talking for a while and quit, you know, just kind of gurgling at the mouth, and because enough is enough.
So what would you say, I know, to couples who they're in marital counseling and they're getting ready maybe to get married, or they're just couples, and one's not a believer? Like, what would you say to a couple who are dating and their spouse, their...
Well, I think the first challenge is that you have clear scriptures that say you shouldn't get married. Mm-hmm. That's unequally yoked. So if you're going to marry an unbeliever, you've already created another problem. And you've got marriage is challenging enough without adding fuel to the fire. So best thing to do is why not just extend out when you're going to get married, talk frankly with one another about relationship. If it's a guy, let the guy connect him with somebody who he can relate to, who can talk to about his faith. Mm-hmm. And same thing with the woman. Find someone who can relate to their about their faith as well.
So what would you say would be the best way to bring them to faith in Christ if they're not a believer?
Well, again, you can't come to faith in Christ without hearing the gospel. Mm-hmm. And you can't, you know, kind of sugarcoat the gospel so that you kind of get them, yeah, well, they want to go to church. And I hear that all the time. Well, he said he'll go to church once we get married. Mm-hmm. Well, then that's the first indication you should not get married.
Yeah,
you're dating the wrong guy.
That's good. Well, let me walk through a couple steps. And then what I want you to do is I want you to walk through these with me and critique them. So here's the ones I've written. Number one, pray daily for your partner and expect God to answer your request. So you're in a marital relationship. Maybe there's a conflict, maybe not. But you're praying daily for your spouse, but you're expecting God to answer. Talk to me about that.
I would say pray together short prayers, because that creates a spiritual bond. Mm-hmm. When you get into expect an answer, sometimes, remember, I don't know where these people are. So if you just start with, why don't we just bless each other every day, 3 minutes or less, you'll start the spiritual connection. And you start the day that way. You can build on that. Find something you can build on, not try to get to the end of the road on the first day.
Yeah. And I've loved how you've talked before with couples that we've counseled that, you know, don't try to force your spouse to be where you think you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they're not ready. And again, we're not the Holy Spirit in the relationship. We've got to let the Holy Spirit be the one to draw and teach, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Okay, number two, be willing to listen and learn from one another.
Mm-hmm. That's a tough one, because most of us have already decided what we're going to say next while the other one's talking. And that's a
you
really,
do that?
Everybody does it. hurry up and finish what you're saying so I can tell you what I really think. And I think that's the hardest thing, is to be a good listener. So very important.
Okay, don't be envious or jealous of one another's spiritual encounters. This is not a competition.
Yeah, and I think that runs not only in the spiritual, I think it can run across the board in relationships where while you've got a lot of activities, or you've got a lot of friends, or you know the word of God better, all of those things, never, I think the idea is don't be in competition on any level. Don't be envious of one another, as Scripture teaches.
And then encourage and champion one another in their spiritual growth.
Yeah, find ways to that there's a win instead of finding what's wrong. You know, it's kind of like the mom who says to the little boy, you always do that. Well, he doesn't always do that. And so now he has no desire to win. So build on wins and you can get more wins.
Yeah. So how important do you think the spiritual connection in a relationship is?
It's critically important, especially if it's working well. You know, if it doesn't exist at all, then you've got, again, another problem. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think a lot of times people get married too soon because they think there's no one else. Mm-hmm. And there comes that, you know, that clock that's ticking in our life where we go like, if I don't hurry up and get married, you know, I don't know if I'll find anyone. It's not true. Yeah. You know, we've seen a lot of relationships that, that happen, you know, later than the person wanted, mm-hmm. and they're so happy in them. And then we've seen some that happen early in relationships and they're so unhappy in it. Mm-hmm. So it's the right one. It's not how old you are.
Yeah.
It's not what other people are doing. And we have to step back and let God arrange things for us.
You know, you and I have seen so many young couples in our church, and they'll start dating someone, and then that boyfriend or girlfriend will periodically come to church with them, right? And so they think, okay, I can marry them. There's no fruit in the relationship. There's no growth in the relationship. But they periodically come to church, so they think it works for them. What would you say?
Well, I think we've already covered that ground a little bit. I think it's the idea that you don't. You have to stop. You have to make an adult decision, mm-hmm. and not a high school decision. Mm-hmm. And that's what most people are doing in relationships. They're living like they're in high school. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. You're not going to be in marriage with the wrong person for 1 month until you realize, wow, what was I thinking? Yeah. So pull away from the emotional, you know, I'm crushing on this person, and get a reality check. You got to live with this person the rest of your life,
right.
and relate to them on every single level, including their parents, their family, their job, all things mm-hmm. included.
You know, I'll close with this before our prayer. I know you and I do something called the Prepare Test, mm-hmm. and we take couples through it. And I would just encourage you right now to use these assessments and then listen to them. I know you've told the story before. We've had two couples that scored with conflict in the relationship, which really tells you that's a red flag. There's something going on. And I think both of those, if I'm
both of them were divorced within a year.
Yeah. So do these assessments. I'm walking you through this. We're walking you through these categories as just a primer to say, look at your relationship. But if you're in a dating relationship, be wise enough to put people that will speak into you truth. Not just, I want to get married. We'll work it out after we get married. Be wise enough to know in your relationship that you need good people speaking into you, right? Well, I want to close with our prayer for today. I want to thank you for listening. Stay tuned with all five of these times together, and let's just really see what God wants to do in our relationship. Let's pray together. Dear Lord, I ask that you use our relationship to glorify your name. I pray that you grant favor and wisdom to my spouse, and that I grow in my walk as a faithful companion. Teach us to see what you have for our future and how we can encourage one another in the faith. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey guys, thanks for being a part of this. We have several weeks ahead. Work on your relationship. I love you guys so much. Stay tuned. God bless.